Well, we've been doing this Easter thing for 6 weeks in a row now. We should have it down by now, right? I mean, seriously, our sixth Sunday of Easter. We're wrapping it up pretty quickly because next week will be the Feast of Ascension. The weekend after that, we celebrate Pentecost. Our Easter candle will be taken back by the baptismal font where it remains for the rest of the year. We should have it down. We've heard the stories, right? Jesus died. He rose from the dead. Empty tomb, road to Emmaus, Jesus coming through the locked doors, all that stuff, right? And week after week, we've been hearing about the disciples, how they came out of that locked room from behind those doors, and they began to do what Jesus had asked them to do, called them to do. They did it with courage. They did it with passion, the scriptures tell us. They traveled throughout the known world and proclaimed the love of Christ to anybody who would listen to them. They did it also, as the scriptures say, with gentleness and with reverence and sometimes suffering for doing good. But they did it. That's the Easter story, and we're sticking to it. But what sometimes is missing from all of that Easter story is if anything has happened to us over the last 6 weeks. As Christians, we have the very same mission that Jesus had from his Father, right? That same mission that he gave to his disciples, to spread the good news of the Father's love, to let people, to anybody who would listen, to remind them, to teach them that they would know the Father's love and compassion and mercy. And our mission, like that of Jesus and like that of the disciples, is to do our part and to build up this kingdom of God, a kingdom that is with a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of love. Like Jesus, we are sent to those who are hanging on by a thread, and to give them hope in Christ. We're sent to forgive those people who have crossed the line and have offended us, but just as we have been forgiven, we forgive them. We are sent to feed the hungry, to give water, to give drink to the thirsty, to welcome the stranger, to clothe the naked, to house the homeless. It was the mission of Jesus. It's the mission on which he sent his disciples, and it's our mission to be the very presence of the risen Christ in this world. Now, Jesus could do it because, well, the Father was one with him, and he was one with the Father, right? But Jesus gave us another advocate, a helper, the Spirit of truth, to be in us, to show us the way. He said that he will live in us, and we will live in him. In the most simple terms, we're not orphans. Don't act like it. We have everything we need. Everything we need, every power, every strength, every vision to do what Jesus has asked us to do. The Easter story didn't end on Easter morning. It didn't end with the resurrection, and it certainly can't be told in 6 weeks. This Easter story lives on through us, in our words, in the works of the disciples, and now it's our story to proclaim. The gift of the Holy Spirit was given to each and every one of us, not just a few, not just some, but each and every one of us, not for our glory, not somehow to make life easier, but for our mission to others. Over the last few weeks, you have heard me pray this prayer at the altar, and you'll hear it again today. Through Christ, the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death. And here's the line, and in his rising, the life of all has risen. So as we near these last days of the Easter season, we need to ask ourselves a very simple question. Jesus has risen to new life. Have we?